Welcome to Virginia Water Radio for the week of March 1st, 2010. I'm Alan Raflow, Research Associate at the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg. Our show presents news and notices that relate to Virginia's waters from the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean. We start with some recent water news items. On February 9th, Potomac Riverkeeper filed a notice of intent to sue Fluor Lane LLC, the main contractor on the project to build 14 miles of new high occupancy, or HOT, lanes on the Capitol Beltway in Virginia. According to the February 10th Washington Post, Potomac Riverkeeper alleges that the contractor has taken inadequate measures to prevent sediment from reaching Accotink Creek, a Potomac River tributary. In response to the group's notice of intent to sue, Fluor Lane stated that it has met all federal and state requirements. A Virginia Department of Conservation and Recreation spokesperson told the Post on February 9th that the agency found sediment control failures by the contractor 7 times in the past 2 years and as recently as January 2010. The February 15th Martinsville Bulletin reported that Martinsville expects to provide 3-4% of its annual energy needs and save about $420,000 per year by generating electricity from methane being released at a closed city landfill. The city has spent about $750,000 so far on the project and expects to spend another $2.5 million, possibly receiving $1 million in federal stimulus funds. The city has received estimates that the landfill could provide sufficient methane for the project for at least 20 years. Several other Virginia localities have landfill methane to electricity systems. On February 21st, the Washington Post reported that Loudoun County has approved a limestone overlay zone in the U.S. Route 15 corridor north of Leesburg to the Potomac River. New regulations for the overlay area establish buffer zones, require additional studies prior to approval of development, require community wells and community wastewater disposal systems for developments of 15 or more lots, and prohibit groundwater use for irrigation. Potential water quality impacts and potential land collapse are two concerns with development in the county's limestone bedrock areas. According to the Associated Press on February 19th, Governor Robert McDonald's proposed cuts to state expenditures to cover a $4 billion shortfall include temporarily closing the following 5 of Virginia's 35 state parks: Caledon Natural Area in King George County, False Cape State Park in Virginia Beach, Mason Neck State Park in Fairfax County, Stanton River Battlefield Park in Halifax and Charlotte counties, and Twin Lakes State Park in Prince Edward County. The closures, which could be reversed when the state's budget improves, would include layoffs of wage staff and would save an estimated $500,000 per year. And our last news item this week is a monthly report on precipitation, stream flow, and drought status. Precipitation across Virginia between January 25th and February 23rd, 2010, ranged around 3 to 8 inches. As of February 23rd, stream flows averaged over the past 28 days were mostly above normal or much above normal in the Piedmont and Coastal Plain, while most western Virginia stream flows were normal to above normal compared to the historical record of flows for this part of the year. And the weekly National Drought Monitor on February 23rd showed Virginia being drought-free, as the state has been since November 2009. Now it's time for our Water Sounds and Music segment. This week, we feature another mystery water-related sound. Listen for about 20 seconds and see if you can identify this sound. And here's a hint. Do chorus lines allow amphibians? If you guessed a chorus frog, you're right. That was Brimley's chorus frog, a small frog found in marshes, swamps, and wet woods in Virginia's southeastern coastal plain. If you live in that part of the state, listen for this call during the species' breeding season, typically from February to April. Thanks to the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries Frog Call Survey staff and to Lang Elliott of Nature Sound Studio for permission to use this recording from the 2008 CD, The Calls of Virginia's Frogs and Toads. Now we look ahead to some upcoming water meetings and other events. First, in government policy and regulatory meetings. On March 9th, the Department of Environmental Quality's Advisory Committee on a general permit for sewage discharges of 1,000 gallons per day or less will meet in Richmond. For more information, phone George Cosby at 804-698-4067. Upcoming public meetings about total maximum daily loads, or TMDLs, for impaired waters include the following: March 4th in Lowmore on the TMDL for the Jackson River in Allegheny and Botetourt counties in the city of Covington. For more information, phone Jason Hill at 540-562-6724. Also March 4th in Sussex on the TMDL for Assamoosuc Swamp and several tributaries in Sussex and Southampton counties. For more information, phone Margaret Smigo at 804-527-5124. And on March 8th in Arlington on the TMDL for the Tidal 4-Mile Run in Arlington County and the city of Alexandria. For more information, phone Katie Conaway at 703-583-3804. Finally, in upcoming water educational events, on March 6th at the University of Richmond, the Virginia Native Plant Society presents At Water's Edge, Virginia's Wetland Habitats. For more information, phone 540-837-1600. On March 7th to 9th in Richmond, the Virginia Lakes and Watersheds Association holds its annual conference. For more information, phone Stuart Stein at 703-870-7000. And on March 9th to 11th in Stanton, the Center for Watershed Protection presents From the Rooftop to the Bay, Implementing Stormwater Management Strategies in the Chesapeake Bay Watershed. For more information, phone Laura Woodworth at 434-293-5793. And that's it for this week's edition. Virginia Water Radio is a product of the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, which is solely responsible for the show's content. We invite you to visit the Water Center online at www.vwrrc.vt.edu. Technical assistance has been provided by Patrick Fay and by Innovation Space at Virginia Tech. If you need more information about anything mentioned this week, call us at 540-231-5463. For Virginia Water Radio, this is Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.